This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Taylor Ward, now a Baltimore Oriole. As this news came down late last, well, not in the early morning hours, but around 10 o'clock, 10:30 or so, Taylor Ward, he of the 36 homers, 103 ribbies last year, first round pick back in 2015, Los Angeles Angels. He now comes to Baltimore, so we'll get into that in a big way. And it was Grayson Rodriguez, Kevin Brown Masson. That was a couple years ago, taking out the Tampa Bay Rays, where Grayson Rodriguez, coming back from the lat injury, and then ineffectiveness early in 23, returned to help the Orioles make the playoffs, win the division, pitched in a playoff game, starting pitcher in a playoff game, and then had double-digit wins in 2024. And then in July, it all shut down, warming up in the bullpen, no less. Before his start, he was ready to rock and roll. And then yet another injury, and then he was shut down in spring training. Did not throw a pitch for the Orioles in the entirety of 2025. Now a guy who in 2022 was the number one pitching prospect, Nolan, in all of baseball. And in less than 4 years, has been traded away in a one-for-one with a 31, soon-to-be 32-year-old outfielder, coming off a very productive year for the Angels. Three of the last 5 years, he's hit over 20 homers. Taylor Ward wears out lefties, which is a good thing. Before we get to him, because he's now part of the present, Grayson Rodriguez, part of the past, and how quickly time flies. First-round draft pick last year of Dan Duquette's regime. Worked his way up through the ranks, was the number one pitching prospect for a couple of years, and just as he was about to make his debut in Baltimore, hurts the lat, missed the rest of the season. Mike Elias, if you remember, was crestfallen because he was expected to join the rotation and then was done. When we've seen him pitch, which has been rare, he's been brilliant at times. But the upside is certainly there. So the fact, Nolan, that 3.5 years after Grayson Rodriguez was the number one pitching prospect in all of baseball, has now been traded away in a one-for-one for a guy with an expiring contract. What the hell are we trying to make of all of this?
There's so many directions we could go here, Bob, but you start with the Grayson side of things, and you're right. It's shocking. It's stunning. It would have been stunning to say that to any Orioles fan a few years ago, but even after what we know about Grayson's injury history, still stunning because, again, right there on the surface, I don't think there's any way to look at this as a positive value move for the Orioles. That's in the short term. That's in as we talk about it today and maybe the weeks to come until you see the rest of the offseason picture come together for the Orioles. And even then, once we get to the season and actually see both of these guys play, you're not going to get the true determination. But for right now, it's clearly a win for the Angels just because of that lopsided contract status. 4 full years remaining for Grayson, and even as down as we were on him, 4 years is a long time to try to figure it out or maybe someone to crack the code for him. Now, it remains to be seen if he can avoid the injuries, but we'll see what happens there. And Taylor Ward, again, good player, pretty consistent player, right? You know, he suits up every day. He doesn't have injury concerns, but he's not an all-star. He's not in that next tier up. I mean, to me, this says more maybe and hopefully about the psyche of Mike Elias and a changing there. Again, that's a big hope for me than it does about, you know, or more. It's more about that than the move itself. That's my hope.
I look at it this way. You're a team that's starved for starting pitching. And Mike Elias likes controllable players, unless you're going all in on a Corbin Burnes sort of guy. Even though Grayson Rodriguez is assumed to be healthy, and Mike Elias even said at the GM meetings that there's nothing preventing him from being there when we get to Sarasota, where there was a question. We'll talk to Rich Dubrow, bottom of the hour, from BaltimoreBaseball.com. We didn't necessarily guarantee he'd be part of the rotation. Pretty much said he's just healthy, which is always a positive step for Grayson Rodriguez. But for a guy who's controlled through 2030 to get traded away when you need starting pitching or even a closer with that big fastball and that power curve, you could have found a role for Grayson Rodriguez in your pitching staff. Sounds like they're not exactly counting on him to be that guy. I'm going to bring up two names in regards to how this could possibly turn out for the Orioles. Jake Arrieta, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Texas.
I don't want to go down that road. But
big fastball. That showed flashes for the Orioles. His was more of a not getting along with the pitching coach, couldn't get it done sort of thing. And the Orioles traded him to the Cubs for Scott Feldman. And then Arrieta did what? Throw a couple no-hitters, went to Cy Young, won a World Series championship. He was one of the best pitchers of the last 15 years. Or Dylan Bundy. Another highly regarded out of high school guy. He was the number one pitching prospect in a while from the high school ranks, threw 100 miles an hour. And then injuries just plagued him to the point where his career is over. He's out of baseball. And Elias flipped him to the Angels for Kyle Bradish, who's now the Orioles' number one starting pitcher, coming back from an injury, but I think that's kind of the rite of passage for pitchers nowadays. So is Grayson Rodriguez, or maybe transitions to a bullpen role, where he becomes Jose Meza, throwing up an Orioles starter from way back when, who became an all-star closer for the Indians back in the 90s. Either he becomes a dude, or injuries just prevent him from achieving his goal.
So this is
I don't know the answer to the question, but the fact they pulled the trigger, they don't feel as though they can rely on him.
Well, I'd lean more towards the injury side of things, although I could argue that maybe Grayson Rodriguez is more talented than Dylan Bundy, both of them at their peak. And Bundy was great, very high praise, but I could argue that there's a case for Grayson to have even more arm talent, but that's a whole other topic.
Okay, sure.
The reason why I'm hopeful is, again, what you just said. The Orioles, for once under Mike Elias, have seemingly prioritized the immediate future over the long term down the road. A lot of Elias's moves, and even sometimes, like, we look at the way that they chose to handle Basayo's call-up and Beaver's call-up, and my whole gripe was that you were holding them back for the chance of a compensatory pick in 2-3 years over just giving them an extra month of at-bats right now. And that didn't sit well with me. Well, this move right here, you needed outfield help. You needed power hitting help. You get both of those with Taylor Ward, but you sacrifice long-term control of an area of another need. So when I say hope, I'm hoping that this is a combination. One, the Orioles know something about Grayson Rodriguez that maybe the general baseball public doesn't know. I mean, injury, they could look at the whole lat issue from the last couple of years and say, that's not going anywhere. That's coming right back in spring training. Just watch. And even if it isn't the lat, you know Tommy John's coming for him. He's missed all this time the last couple of years. Tommy John hasn't even been a part of the equation. It's coming. It's going to be there. So these next 4 years of control, I'm calling it right now. Take a year and a half out at some point in the next four because he's going to get Tommy John. And if he doesn't, it means that he's already missed enough time where he just hasn't had the volume of innings.
Nostradamus over there. Where are the lottery numbers tonight?
Hopeful is the sense coming out of today. Hopeful.
Yeah, and Ward, as we said, could be 32 next month in less than a month. Three of the last 4 years, he's hit over 20 homers, 36 last year. Remember the Orioles, a year after finishing second in Major League Baseball in home runs hit to the Yankees, didn't have one guy hit 20 home runs. So it's a big deal because it's their number one pitching prospect, and he's a last vestige, one of the Dan Duquette era. Could this be another talking point? Are we going to turn this to the days of our lives? Boards at 583-1057 is the number. Orioles make a trade last night. Grayson Rodriguez is gone. Are you cool with this? I hear a lot of social media chatter that it's O'Neill part two with Taylor Ward. No, Taylor Ward plays. 150-plus games last 2 years. Muscles, not so much. We got the Ravens coming up against the Jets. We'll get into that. Terps tonight taking on Mount St. Mary's. We'll talk to the Wiz Walt Williams about it. We got a lot to get to. Woman Crush Wednesday here on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Fan. Terp football, they got Michigan, final home game. Maryland big underdogs there. Terps have lost six in a row. Wolverines coming in with an outside-y chance maybe of getting to the playoffs, and they're not coming in here half-assing for sure. They're 13.5-point favorites. Maryland basketball tonight against Mount St. Mary's. Both teams made the tournament last year. Both teams won games. Donnie Lynn's team beat our buddy Dwayne Simpkins in American U. In Dayton, then lost to Duke in the round of 64, but they made the tournament and won a game. Maryland made the Sweet 16. Both teams completely different from the one we saw back in March, but we'll talk about that with the Wizard, Walt Williams. And the big trade, we'll talk to Rich Dubroff in a couple of minutes, BaltimoreBaseball.com. It's Grayson Rodriguez. 3.5 years ago, number one pitching prospect in baseball. Now traded one for one for a 31, soon to be 32-year outfielder. Coming off big year power-wise, wears out lefties. And it's had success against the Orioles at Camden Yards. Taylor Ward, expiring contract, though. So you can make your own assumptions as to why the deal was done. We'll just go ahead and assume that Mike Elias is going to be full in trying to get pitchers in here. Starting pitchers. And, you know, I know, like you're saying, maybe you move Grayson to the bullpen. Well, maybe the Angels will do that. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, what's up? Woman Crush Wednesday.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Morning.
First off, I just want to say I'm extremely happy with this trade that Mike Elias has made. I know some fans are throwing the red flags because of the service time difference, but I want to bring up this idea that I think a lot of fans get caught on is the idea of potential. And sure, does Grayson Rodriguez have a lot of potential? Absolutely. But we need to look at his floor for a second. His floor is a guy that's been injured every single year and hasn't pitched a full season. So I don't know if we can necessarily say that he was going to be a big help for us when we haven't necessarily seen that. So meanwhile, I think the floor for Ward could possibly be a guy that hits 250 and 20 home runs, which let's not forget, we didn't have a single 20 home run hitter last year. So if that's his floor next year and he digresses from the 36, I think we're in a good position. So, and we also don't have consistency in the outfield with Kowser at hitting or with O'Neill playing. So I think overall it's a pretty good trade. Now, the question that I immediately thought of, because obviously the two positions we've been looking at have been outfield and have been pitching. Now that you've gotten an outfielder now, do you think that we've heard that Rubenstein's got money? Do we think that maybe Elias uses this as a way to put a little bit more money towards the pitching side of things versus the outfield now that we have this outfielder that is supposed to be a decent power hitter and a good, consistent player?
I think it's a certainty they're going to spend money on starting pitching. They've been linked, the Orioles, to Dylan Cease, who's going to command big bucks. You know, possibly Mike King, his teammate in San Diego, coming off an injury-plagued season in 2025. But let's not forget either, Ryan, the possibilities of trading a Kobe Mayo and package him with some of these magic beans that Elias brought in at the trade deadline to get yourself a starting pitcher who might have a year or two of control under his belt. So I think all options are on the table for Elias bringing in starting pitching at whatever avenue he chooses to do so.
Bob, Go ahead.
Go ahead, Vin.
I was just saying that we said at the beginning, you know, after the season stuff, whatever you got from Grayson next year was a bonus.
Well, we're not even counting on Grayson Rodriguez.
No,
that sort of thing. And now all of a sudden, summer, like he's Mike Messina.
Yeah.
Yeah, the upside's huge. What's the best ability you can have? Availability. And there you go. So I'm torn, Ryan, with the trade. Again, either Rodriguez becomes Arrieta or Dylan Bundy.
Right, and I think we all are emotionally attached to Grayson because he was a part of the rebuild and had some good success with us during the 23.
Starting playoff games for them.
Yep. So, but like you said with Mayo, I said that they should have traded him before his downslide came, what was it, last year, that period of last year where before he started to heat up towards the end of the year, I said I would have traded him because I don't see how he's going to get playing time with Basayo and then the Adley Rutschman of it all. Where does he fit in? You know, that name's been thrown out there for trade blocks as well. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see what Elias has to do. He has the chips. Let's just see how he plays the cards.
All right, Ryan, thanks for the call. I'm pretty sure Elias said Rutschman's going to be their catcher next year. So if you look at the roster the way it is now, it's Mayo and Basayo, depending on what they do with Ryan Mountcastle. We'll talk to Rich Dubroff about that in a few minutes because the 21st, I think you have to make decisions there. But if they're going to bring in another power bat, I know Pete Alonso has been linked to the Ravens. Maybe them two play offensive line, play first base, and Mayo's gone, so. But we'll see. All right, let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
What's going on? Oh, man, fight week, man.
Anthony Joshua within 30 seconds? No, I'm joking. But yes, Saturday's a monster card, Ray, in Baltimore.
I will say this real quick, because you know I've been on the Jake Paul embargo.
Correct.
What I will say is, if this fight lasts past three rounds, it will severely damage the credibility of the sport of boxing, because there's no way in the world I box. Bob, I know you dabbled around back in the 70s.
Oh, I got a punching bag. I lose two every night.
There's no way in the world on God's green earth that a person with a boxing license or that's an elite fighter should be able to be in there with somebody, even if they was a novice. Man, we'll talk about that another time when I give my predictions on Friday. this trade right here, right? Now, you know, I've been a fan for a long time, so I'm going to say a name that many people in this audience may not know, Rocky Coppinger. And I remember the hype of Rocky Coppinger back in the mid-90s. Like, yeah. You got to be an old fan
to know that name. Orioles in the ALCS, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely. So I remember the hype, and, you know, at the end of the day, Grayson didn't even reach that level and didn't even reach that point. And I'm not going to beat up on the guy. He's a high-class guy, high-character guy. It didn't work out. But as we transition forward, I caution fans, let the process play itself out. I like Craig Albanez. I don't know. He's warming up to me, man. I like his personality. I like his stuff. And he always taught fundamentals. So when he get the team in and – I wouldn't even be surprised if you see a reemergence of Heston Kerstadt. But, well, matter of fact, I got to ask Vinny this question before I get off the phone. It just came to my mind. It's a college football question. James Franklin. Now, with James Franklin going to Virginia Tech, how does that play a part? And I get it. Locks on a lame duck year as far as recruiting, but – well, James Franklin come there, and I'm not sure the NIL endowment, but how does that play a part in the recruitment in this area? And I'll talk to you more, but I got to talk about tomorrow.
All right.
Well, Bob knows that, too. With Franklin, Franklin's recruited here. Franklin recruited Penn State DMV.
Yeah, so, him and Locks were on the same staff at Rob Breed.
So, yes, he will be hunting in the area.
Oh, he's coming strong.
Oh, big time. And for the Terp players, too.
But can Virginia Tech, what's their money situation going on here?
That's why he went, Bob. They added a bunch of money and commitment to the program. Otherwise, he wasn't taking that job.
And, Ray, with all due respect, and we love your calls because you're one of our loyal callers here. If you look at the numbers, Grayson Rodriguez was Jim Palmer compared to Rocky Coppinger, who did have a big upside. But he was never the number one pitching prospect in baseball like Grayson was. Jimmy Haynes is another guy from that era we were all excited about. Matt Riley. Oh, boy, we can go down the list. When we come back, Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Get his thoughts on the trade. What's next for Elias? And then Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens. We start that around 10:45. Charles Walker from the Baltimore Banner. Preview Baltimore and the Jets. Tyrod Taylor is going to be the QB.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
New York. The Window Nation guest hotline from BaltimoreBaseball.com. Rich Dubroff. Rich, first of all, good morning. How are you feeling?
Well, I was feeling okay until you stole the line that I was going to use about Elias being a smooth operator. You know, everybody's trying to get into the act.
And I knew you were going to make it something awesome, so I had to appropriate it, if you don't mind. But the trade itself, I got to admit, I was kind of watching the end of Duke put the wood to Kansas last night, so I wasn't really of a coherent mind. Then I got the media alerts from BaltimoreBaseball.com and the Orioles themselves that the trade went down. So first of all, before we comment on the trade, Rich, the news came out, the time that it came out, what was your stun level being 10? You're staggering around like Joe Frazier against George Foreman here.
Well, I would say 11 on the one to ten. I was so stunned that I had to look at the tweet and make sure it was for real. I waited a minute before I posted it because I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't a joke, because it was just something that was so unexpected. So that was how I felt.
Now the trade itself. And we know the lineage of Grayson Rodriguez, last Dan Duquette first-round pick, ascended to the number one pitching prospect at baseball, which he was, correct me if I'm wrong, for a couple of years at least. He's on the verge coming up at 22. The lat came up in 23, got rocked, went back, came back, started playoff games, was double-digit guy in 24, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But as it pitched in a year and a half, Ward's in the walk year of a deal. He's coming off a monster power season. He wears out lefties. We get all that. Apparently, he's got a good arm because he was a catcher coming up through the ranks. He's a first-round pick of the Angels. So as we talk a one-for-one trade, how do you analyze it? And I guess it's way too early to declare a victor, but did the Orioles give up too early on Rodriguez? And, I mean, is this kind of an all-in, as Nolan said, scenario for Elias where, hey, it's great. You know, we can't finish last next year, or my ass is going to get fired.
Well, yeah. I think Mike Elias is playing for 2026. He'll worry about 2027 when a year from now, when it's time to worry about 2027, because it's a huge year for the Orioles. The Orioles can't have another year like they had in 2025, or there will be big changes. I mean, the core of the team is getting to its prime. Rutschman is getting to 2 years away from free agency. Henderson, I guess, 3 years away from free agency. So this is a vital year, and I don't think they were able to depend in their mind on Grayson Rodriguez being able to give them a full year after being hurt for a season and the last third of another season. So. In that sense, I was looking at all my emails from fans, and they're all against the trade. They're all against the trade. On our Facebook page, it was a little more evenly divided. But the long emails I got from fans today were universally so far against the deal. But I think it's actually a reasonable one. If you're looking, well, 2026 is a big year, and they don't feel they could depend on Rodriguez, and they want somebody who is more dependable in the outfield than Tyler O'Neill was. This guy played 157 games last year. O'Neill played 54. So I think it was a reasonable trade.
Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us here, Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Woman Crush Wednesday. You missed the news that came down about 12 hours ago. Grayson Rodriguez goes to the Angels, and then Taylor Ward comes in, going to be 32 in a couple of weeks, as a matter of fact. But a former first-round pick, and as you said, Rich, back-to-back years of over 150 games played, hit over 20 homers three of the last four seasons. So there is a little immediate value there. Now, adding him, we'll talk about Grayson at another time. But adding Ward means what for what Mike Elias is going to do for the position player ranks, and obviously what he's going to be looking to add to the rotation and the bullpen moving forward?
Well, obviously the thing that he has to do now is get starters. I thought that they were going to get two starters before they made this deal. Now they absolutely have to get two starters. The question is, are they going to dive into the deep end of the pool, where some of those guys that they're going to look at, Ranger Suarez, Dylan Cease, Zach Gallen, Michael King, these guys will all require the Orioles to surrender a draft pick if they sign them. It's something that Elias has never done before, and I think, again, if he's playing for 2026, he's not going to worry about it. He's not going to worry about a draft pick. So I think that that's going to be the interesting thing. Or they could, try and trade for a pitcher. But I think that they need two starters. They need one of those type guys, or Framber Valdez, I guess, being the other one, to be in sort of between Bradish and Rogers, maybe a two or a three starter. And then they have, they still have Dean Kramer. So I think that it's Tyler Wells. So I think it's going to be an interesting few weeks, but I think he's going to have to be very aggressive to try and get a big name starter. And then maybe somebody who fits in, like Chris Bassett, for example. So who wouldn't require necessarily losing a draft pick? But I think that they're going to be very aggressive. And in terms of getting a reliever, they're going to have to be aggressive there too. But I wouldn't think that they go after Edwin Diaz, because he also rejected the qualifying offer. And I don't think that if they're going to lose a draft choice, I think they want to lose it for a starter rather than a reliever.
Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com. What's happening on the website here on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
We're going to talk some more about Grayson. We're going to talk about Grayson Rodriguez.
How about that?
It's one of the most interesting pieces of news from the Orioles in the offseason in a very long time.
Well, and I was fascinated to learn that the first base coach's last name is Bourgeois. I thought it was Borges, so I can't read. Rich Dubrow, if we don't talk to you, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and we'll catch up soon.
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. Here's Rich Dubrow. We'll come back. Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens, their win against the Cleveland Browns. The good and the bad and the ugly, so stick around for that. Kyle Walker from the Baltimore Banner Talk Ravens and Jets with him. Ravens back at practice today. Relatively healthy, I would think, based on what happened after Cleveland.
Yeah, I want to hear what Martin's deal, because he played a big role in that game, especially if Marlin's not playing.
Whip around 11:15, what happened in the world of sports last night and historically. And then Mike Axisa, CBSSports.com. We'll talk owners' meetings, winner meetings, and all the good stuff. And obviously the trade, Orioles and Angels.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's film room.
All right, let's go Cecil B. DeMille. Break down some films. The Bruder film. Not that grainy, of course. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens beat the Browns 23-16 on Sunday past to win their fourth straight game, get to 5-5. Let's talk about the offense. Let's break it down, Vinny. Film study.
Let's talk about Lamar first. I mean, I watched half of it yesterday. I watched the rest today, and I was really disappointed in the offense. Now, starting with Lamar, and I can feel for Lamar, because the offensive line sucked, And then when they're playing a defense like that with Garrett, who causes all kinds of problems, Mason Graham, and as hard as they play and as aggressive they play and how they work up the field, you know, it's going to be a tough day for the offensive line. And it was. And then when Lamar, you know, is sacked so early and he's getting pressure right away, you know, it's going to be a long day. Because why? Because he's feeling like, you know, the rush is coming all the time. Anytime he drops back to pass, I got to worry about the rush. So I got to get rid of the ball quicker. I got to scramble. I got to do this. And then he had a couple zone reads where, you know, like the first play of the game, should have handed it off, or he should have cut up inside. So, and then he had another one. You know, he had a couple of those that he misread those where, you know, instead of giving, he should have kept. So, and his passing was off. Thought he missed on passing. I just didn't think it was a real sharp game for Lamar. And, you know, was it the pressure? Was it this? Probably it was a combination of a lot of stuff. And not having Bateman, who's a great route runner, you know, because you got, I love D-Hop, but he doesn't create any separation whatsoever. And, you know, and Isaiah likely looks like he's not having fun.
Now with Lamar real quick, missed practice last week because of a knee. Did you notice anything on film? Because watching it from my couch, I didn't see a guy belabored by any stretch of the imagination. Was there a hitch in the giddy up?
None whatsoever, Bob. I mean, it showed on that one down on the goal line when he burst through up there. No, he was and all the running and shifting and moving that he had to do in the pocket. No. I just think it was that I know I'm going to get the crap beat out of me. I'm going to get hit all the time. And, you know, Bob, the interception, the one off the helmet, come on, Roger Rosengarten, you get pushed right back in the backfield. He's throwing to Charlie Kohler, who's wide open. He's going to complete it. And your head is right where I'm throwing it. You know, so, I mean, that's the kind of day it was for him. And same thing with Keith Mitchell. You know, he's probably like, what the hell? You know, I get two interceptions. And I shouldn't have any, you know. So he has a crap day, and I just and if Lamar's having a crap day, then kind of shows with everybody, and I think it did. And you know, we talk about I mentioned Likely. I mean, Likely looks like he's unenthused. Like he catches one pass, and he looked like Marquise Brown, goes right to the ground.
Turf monster guy.
Yeah, I mean that. That's the guy who's like awesome yak dude, and then his blocking sucked. He cost him a couple times. I mean, if he gets his blocks, you know, then Henry's got a chance to go. So his blocking was bad. I thought Mark Andrews played his ass off. You know, he ran routes hard. And Bob, on probably one of the most impressive plays that he did make when Zay caught that ball and was running. Who comes hauling ass sprint?
Oh, yep.
Andrews, you know? And that's what I want to see from Likely. You know, I thought Zay made some plays. And Bob, another one back to, you know, like Zay runs, you know, the in route and Lamar's throwing a hitch in man coverage that time and it's incompletion. You know, and those two, you know, miscommunication, that never happens. So there was a lot of stuff offensively. And then the O-line, oh, my God.
Here we go. Where's the popcorn?
Every one of them was awful. Every one of them was bad. I just talked about Rosengarten. He was terrible. He cannot keep his feet in the ground and anchor. He gets pushed. He gets high, and then he gets knocked all over the field. He gets bounced around. And Mason Graham, that's a bad, bad matchup for Falele. Just because of the quickness and up, you know, he did a couple spin toppers, you know, in that game. And he pulled one time, Bob, to the left and just missed the guy, you know. And then Voorhees on the goal line down there, he blocks to the right and lets the guy, you know, the guy over him comes in untouched and tackles Henry on the first play in the red zone. You wondered, why is the red zone bad? Well, hell. You know, do your assignment. It seemed like there was some miscommunication, you know, in the offensive line. And Lindenbaum, he got drilled. He got knocked back, too, you know, a couple of times. He has trouble with power. Ronnie, you know, I mean, everybody has problems with Garrett. Ronnie had problems with Garrett, you know. And so There was some nice runs. There was some nice, but there could have been bigger runs if Likely would have blocked, you know. And the one time, you know, the long run that Henry had, he breaks two tackles, runs through the DBs. You know, so people are worried about Henry. I'm not worried about Henry. I just think, Bob, that he looks at the old line and like, damn, where did that guy? You didn't even block that guy.
Yeah,
you know,
we talked about it. You brought it up a couple of days ago. Last year, he wasn't getting contact till he was past the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
This year, he gets drilled before he even gets to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
A lot.
And, Bob, it's just hard to watch. I mean, I can't believe Rosengarten has gotten that bad. You know? And like, his pass blocking, you know, and you can see on, like, you got to be, you got him and Filele, same play. They're reaching around the guy. And their guy gets their hands on the guy and drills him back. You know? And then on the play before the fourth down play that Andrews runs 35 yards. All right, Filele, Bob, he's 380 pounds. He gets knocked back. I'm like, you know, and we get no yards, get stopped. That's why it was fourth down. I'm like, are you serious? You're 380 pounds and you're getting knocked back? Get your ass low. You know, I mean, that's the frustration. I mean, they got to come up with gimmick stuff, Bob, you know.
The hurricane.
Yeah, the hurricane saved them. Otherwise, they can't consistently drive the football. You know, last year, there was never this many field goal opportunities because why? They were scoring touchdowns. Why can't they score in the red zone? Two things. Receivers got to get open, number one. Number two, that offensive line, they got to hold their block. They got to block. You know, you say, well, we got to run it up in there. Well, hell, we can't run it because they don't block anybody. So that's the offense, Bob.
If in total, your grade for the offense would be what?
Well, I'd give it a total for the offense. I'd give it a D because my expectations are so much higher for them. And it's not a – last year, Bob, that was a well-oiled machine.
Sure.
This one is – nothing even close
they
to
need
that
some
right
WD-40.
Yeah, rolling. A couple cans.
Yeah, when we come back, Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner, preview the game against the Jets, which is coming up Sunday. Ravens' first home game, and it seems forever. First of three straight. So stick around for Charles. Whip around, talk about what happened in the world of sports last night, and one historic game in Ravens history that's worth noting. And then Mike Axisa, CBSSports.com, talk about that Ward Rodriguez trade for the Orioles, and what are the other big blockbusters about to happen over the next few weeks as we're in the offseason and ready to roll in baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.